Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question:
how common is it for women to look at porn?
Many women and men look at sexual images. Whether they are called erotica, sexually explicit images, or porn varies by the person and sometimes their background or their intention. We don't have reliable data on how many women regularly look at sexually explicit pictures, films, or websites. Many of the scientific studies related to the use of sexually explicit materials are not from nationally representative surveys. They are often surveys of select groups of adults, like college students or readers of certain mainstream magazines. These convenience samples of women tend to show that more than half of women have viewed explicit images, or what some surveys describe as porn. Sometimes the figures are even as high as 70 or 80% of women, again, keeping in mind that these are select groups of women. As researchers, however, it would be useful to learn more information about women and the images that they watch. For example, what do women even consider to be porn or a sexually explicit film? Are they enjoying or feeling aroused by what they see? Are they looking at porn to fit in with their friends, to please their partner, or because they themselves enjoy it? Like men, there are a range of reasons why women might look at sexual images or porn. Some women view materials to enhance their arousal, privately or with a partner, and some for entertainment or curiosity or for personal pleasure. Still, other women find themselves watching such films with a partner or with friends, and they might feel uncomfortable. Women, like men, should know that they never have to watch something that they don't want to watch, and it's always okay to speak up for yourself or to leave the room if something is happening that doesn't feel comfortable. Historically, sexually explicit materials have been made by men and for men's enjoyment, and some people feel that much of it is degrading to women. In recent years, women have begun to produce explicit materials intended for women's enjoyment. This is just one of many ways that women and men may choose to explore or enjoy their own sexuality.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenik, sexual health researcher and educator. You can find out more and submit your questions by visiting us online at kinseyconfidential.org.